Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. And the country's on fire. Joe Biden is the biggest loser, the biggest dummy, the biggest dementia-laden sock puppet with an empty brain in the history of the United States. I think that's my next column. We all now know Joe Biden's a dummy. The question is, who's the ventriloquist? You like that line? I just thought of that moments ago. We know Biden's a dummy. The question is, when he moves his mouth, who's really talking? Who's the ventriloquist? And if you don't believe me, just ask Nancy Pelosi. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker, caught on a hot mic today during a virtual meeting with President Biden. And Biden says, I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nancy, whatever you want me to do. And Pelosi asks an aide, am I off? No, we don't want him to talk. The Democrats all know he's a dummy. Everybody knows he's a dummy, and you can't let him talk. And before I get to the other big news of the day, which is absolutely Afghanistan, the American planes have taken off. They're gone. They've left behind American citizens on the ground. Hundreds, perhaps thousands of Americans left behind. But before I get to that, you know a specialty of mine is talking about the vaccine. And I just want you to know the official United States government statistics on the COVID vaccines came out. This past Friday, August 27th, the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, has now recorded more than twice as many deaths following COVID shots during the past 8.5 months than deaths recorded following all vaccines for the past 30 years. This is the most censored information in the history of the media, even though these stats come directly from official government statistics. And so what are they reporting? 13,627 Americans are dead directly from the vaccine. 2,826,646 injuries. 2,001,429 fetal deaths in pregnant women. 17,794 permanent disabilities, 74,000 emergency room visits, 55,821 hospitalizations, and 14,104 life-threatening events over just the last 8 months. Something is very wrong. Something is very, very wrong. Now we've got over 2 million, almost 3 million injuries. Wow. That is absolutely incredible. It's stunning. It should leave you going, nobody can even figure out what the hell's going on. They're shooting people with the vaccine. They're dropping dead. And nobody's talking about it except Wayne Root. And I never lie. I don't tell you everybody who gets the vaccine is dead. I don't tell you everybody who gets the vaccine is going to be dead. I don't tell you everybody who gets the vaccine is going to be crippled. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I know the people that I follow believe this vaccine is very, very, very bad for you. And believe lots of people will be damaged for the rest of their lives. And many more will be dead over the next 1 and 2 and 3 years. And nobody cares. And it got fast-track approval while this was going on? Incredible. Look at the numbers from Europe. Have you seen them? Of course not. They'll never show them to you. But Wayne Root will tell you. Two-thirds of the deaths in England of COVID in the last month are in people who are vaccinated. That has nothing to do with how many people are dying from the vaccine, how many are mortally injured from the vaccine, how many have terrible reactions to the vaccine, how many are crippled for life from the vaccine. Just people who have died of COVID in the last month in England, over two-thirds are vaccinated. And they died of COVID. Do you know in the United States, this is the most massive scam I've ever heard of. If you die of COVID within 2 weeks of taking the vaccine, you are counted as unvaccinated. No wonder they say everybody dying is unvaccinated. Because everyone who dies within 2 weeks of getting the vaccine is counted as unvaccinated. Can you imagine this scam? Wow, these people are brilliant and brutal at the same time. Who would even think of such a thing? Once you're vaccinated, aren't you vaccinated? No. No, once you're vaccinated, if you die, you're not vaccinated. They don't count it. If you die within 2 weeks, they probably know. They've seen the stats. And they go, lots of people are going to die within 2 weeks of getting the vaccine. That's the time when they all die. So let's make sure we don't count anybody who dies within 2 weeks of getting the vaccine. That way we'll count them as unvaccinated. That way we can look in the cameras and say all these people are dying and they're all unvaccinated. But they're not unvaccinated. They're vaccinated. Can you imagine if I did this? Can you imagine if a conservative Republican did this? What would happen to him in the media? Can you imagine if any businessman in America did this? It's called massive fraud, and you go to jail for years to come. They try and put you in jail for 20 years for telling anything that isn't the exact way it is as a businessman. If you try and fudge something, they put you in jail. Even though it's not terrible, it's not fraud, it's not a crime, it's not a lie, it's just the way you phrase things, doesn't matter. They want to put you in jail. But if you're the government, you can lie about everything and get away with it. So they just make up a story. Let's figure out, when does everybody die of COVID after getting the vaccine? And when they figure out most people die within 1 to 14 days of getting the vaccine, then they make up the stat and they go, well, let's just make it that if they die up to 2 weeks after the vaccine, they count as unvaccinated. And we can add them to the list of people who just died who are unvaccinated and tell the whole world to panic. Because everybody who's dying is unvaccinated, and that'll force more people to get the vaccine. And they must sit around going, ha, 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 ha. We're such creeps. We're such scam artists. What a Ponzi scheme. That must be what they sit around saying when nobody's watching. Because this is absolute fraud. And you know what I want to ask anyone who's thinking about taking the vaccine? Even thinking about it. Again, I don't tell anyone not to take it. I just throw my thoughts in front of you. That's my job as a talk show host. If you're even thinking of getting the vaccine, I ask you a question. Did you just watch the Puster Clock that just happened in Afghanistan? Do you understand that what just happened in Afghanistan is coordinated by the same people that are trying to tell you to take the vaccine? And you believe them? After all the lies that Fauci told over COVID for the last year and a half, and all the lies of Afghanistan, and all the lies before that of Obamacare? Now you want to believe the vaccine is good and the people tell you are the same people that brought you all of those lies and all of that fraud, and the same people who screwed up Afghanistan are telling you to take the vaccine and you listen to them? You trust them? You believe anything they say? You think they got your best interests at heart? Pentagon announced today the war is over. In Afghanistan, final planes have left the country. Hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans left behind, stranded. And I saw the latest polls. I think it's 80% of Americans want to leave troops in Afghanistan until the last American is out. Who in their right mind would leave a country with a bunch of animals and cannibals, savages roaming the roads to kill every American, and you'd leave them there with those people, those killers, those crazy religious extremists, Islamic terrorist nut jobs? You're going to leave Americans with them. They left American women with them. They wouldn't let them through to the airport. I'll tell you more about that later in the show. Pentagon announces the war is over. The Pentagon announced the final U.S. planes have left the country in defeat. Left the country in the hands of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda terrorists. General Kenneth McKenzie Jr. made the announcement. What a liar. They stranded hundreds or thousands of Americans in Afghanistan. General Kenneth McKenzie Jr. described exactly how hundreds of Americans were abandoned, and he's not concerned. Left behind by Joe Biden and the U.S. military to an uncertain future. And I think President Trump said it best. President Trump said, we got to go get all that equipment back, $85 billion worth of equipment, and if not, bomb them to hell. Former President Trump slammed the Biden administration today over its feeble-brained withdrawal plan in Afghanistan and called for the U.S. military to either retrieve its abandoned equipment or bomb the hell out of it. Never in history, Trump said, has a withdrawal from war been handled so badly or incompetently as the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. In addition to the obvious, all equipment should be demanded to be immediately returned to the United States. That includes every penny of the $85 billion in cost. If it's not handed back, we should go in with unequivocal military force and get it or bomb the hell out of it. No one ever thought such stupidity as this feeble-brained withdrawal was possible. Gives the worst people in the world $85 billion worth of lethal military equipment? Who would even think of that? By the way, don't ever forget, never lose sight of this. Democrats want to take all of our guns away, but they just gave $85 billion worth of lethal military equipment to the most crazy, extreme, radical, America-hating, Jew-hating, Christian-hating murderers in the world.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that were hacked? Remember how the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's emails? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, conservative groups being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA for business, family, or personal. Three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. I mentioned before we went to the break, a new poll is out that shows Americans oppose Joe Biden on virtually everything. America is the ABC News Ipsos Monday poll. Americans oppose President Joe Biden's handling of Afghanistan, immigration, crime, and gun violence, among other things. Poll was conducted August 27th to 28th. 59% disapprove of Biden's handling of the deadly Afghan crisis. 59% disapprove, 38% approve. Who would approve? Only a dumb liberal. Dumb liberal. By the way, in July, 55% approved. Now it's 58% disapprove, 59% disapprove. 84% of Americans believe U.S. troops should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans are evacuated. 71% think they should stay until all Afghans who helped the U.S. are evacuated as well. 56% disapprove of Biden's handling of immigration. Only 41% approve. 56% disapprove. 41% approve. Can you imagine the morons that are in the 41% that approve of Biden's immigration performance? They should wear dunce caps for the rest of their lives. Keep them away from sharp objects, morons. Let them wear soft caps. 50% disapprove of Biden's handling of crime. 49% approve. That's crazy. That's crazy that it's that close. Gun violence, 52% disapprove of Biden's handling of gun violence. 44% approve. And thousands of people are left stranded in Afghanistan. Here's a big story. 7 busloads of American women who were refused an entry to the airport are now in the Taliban's hands. This is what I predicted from the beginning. You're going to see mass murder, and you're going to see mass, hostage-taking and demanding of ransom. A report being ignored by the White House and media tells of 7 busloads of American women who were not allowed to evacuate. They are now in Taliban custody, according to special operations contractor reporting on the ground, likely dead. Really? Holy crap. Journalist Emily Miller relayed the news to her contact. We're dealing with Kabul. There's 7 buses of female American citizens, and they refused to open the gate. We have a congressman with us, and he had the State Department reach out. State Department refused. 10 minutes ago, the females were taken by the Taliban. They're likely dead now. Listen, I can't confirm any of this. I'm shocked to hear her say that because I just don't know. Dead? All of them? They murdered 7 busloads of female American citizens? I'd level them with a mushroom cloud. Are you kidding me? She says, we're dealing with Kabul. There's 7 busloads of female American citizens. They're likely dead now. Look, I don't know if that's true. I always suspected that they would hold them hostage. Even I didn't believe they would just murder them all. But while they're hostages, they'll be raping them 20 times a day. This is crazy. If that's true. If that's even possible. What an embarrassment to the United States of America. As Donald Trump said, yeah, tell him right now to give the $85 billion back and every American citizen, or we will level your country and turn it into a freaking parking lot. But, of course, this can never happen because Trump isn't president. DeSantis isn't president. Wayne Allen Root isn't president. A feeble old man is president. As I said to open the show, we all now know how dumb he is. We all know now he's a dummy. The question is, who's the ventriloquist? When Biden opens his mouth, who's talking? That's what I want to know. Report, U.S. government preventing Americans from evacuating, and they're sending the vulnerable to the Taliban. Too awful to be believed, writes one observer about the reports out of Afghanistan. The United States has directed persecuted Afghans and high-value target allies into the Taliban checkpoints. What's going on?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their Labor Day in Wilmington, Delaware. The president set to return to the White House at just around 7 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. The booster shot for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the next week or so, but a large portion of Americans still haven't gotten their first shot. Dr. Rich McCormick works in an emergency room in Atlanta and is running for a congressional seat in Georgia. He says the vaccine should be a personal decision.
This really should be a discussion between you and your doctor rather than the government giving carte blanche statements when everything's a percentage game and you can't possibly consider all the different things that would come into each consideration for a vaccination or a treatment based on your risk factors, your age, your exposure, all that the government really can't make blanket statements on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. My new book is out on September 16th. It's already been number one at Amazon. Yes, my book went to number one in multiple categories, both paperback and my Kindle edition both went to number one, which is very exciting. And it's done very well since then as well. And so been on the bestseller list already before it even comes out. When it does come out, it should be one of the top books in the country. It's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And it's the priceless list for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and 80 million plus Trump warriors. And yes, there are 80 million plus Trump voters. To cancel culture. That's right. To cancel culture and save America. If companies go woke, this is how you make them go broke. With this book listing the 116 top companies that are very woke and the names of the CEOs and the board of directors and the phone numbers and the emails and the physical address to go after them all. Now it's time to hunt them and hound them. No violence ever. I'm just talking about call them up and tell them until you stop taking sides and offending conservatives and literally pissing in our you-know-what. Until that happens, we are going to stop buying your products. We're done with you. You're finished. And we'll bring them to their knees. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, with all the information you need, your resource guide, with all the information you need to put them in their place. Nobody's ever done this before. I'm the first guy to ever think of it. Let's just hand the keys to the kingdom to all the conservatives. And if 80 million conservatives grab this book as a resource book and start dialing for dollars, as I call it, just calling up these phone numbers for these corporations, they're going to have to all disconnect their numbers. So then you're going to email them and let them know how you think. And they'll have to disconnect their emails. And then you're going to mail them letters. They're going to have to move their address. We're going to make their life miserable for trying to destroy 60% of their audience, because the buyers of America are all conservative Republicans. Middle class and above are all conservatives. So don't tell me it's even a 50-50 split. It's not. 60% of your revenue comes from conservatives, and no company can afford to lose it. Before I get to back to the troubles of Afghanistan, I want to mention again this vaccine. Vaccinated UK. Everybody's been vaccinated in the United Kingdom, you know? And the deaths are up by 80%. Deaths in 80% vaccinated UK, excuse me. So 80% of the UK, United Kingdom, has been vaccinated. And deaths are up tenfold from this time last year when nobody was vaccinated. And the way they, you know, play with the numbers, I saw another study, and I don't have it in front of me. I've got it here somewhere. I've got hundreds and hundreds of pages of papers here in front of me. I'll find it during this three-hour show. But the study studied all the people who are getting COVID and dying of COVID in England, and what it found was there are lots of unvaccinated people who have COVID, and they're all young kids. Okay, of course lots of unvaccinated people have COVID, because all the young kids can't even get the vaccine yet, and all the teens and the 20-year-olds don't want the vaccine, because they know they'll never die from the flu. It's like zero probability. So all the 20 and belows are unvaccinated, and they're all getting COVID. So that's what allows them to go, everybody who's sick is unvaccinated. That's one of the things that allows them to say that. Pure fraud is the other thing. Because in the United States, the CDC admits, as of May 1st, they stopped counting breakthrough cases unless you're hospitalized or dead. So if you just get COVID and you're unvaccinated, and you're vaccinated, that's called a breakthrough case. You got the vaccine and you have COVID. They don't count it. So that's how they're able to say everybody who's sick is unvaccinated. Because they don't count the vaccinated ones who are sick. But I digress. In England, they will tell you the truth that lots and lots of people are sick who are unvaccinated. They are. They're all a bunch of 20-year-olds and teenagers and little kids. People get the flu, especially young people and little kids get the flu. But of the ones who died, it's overwhelmingly vaccinated people who are over the age of 50. So again, what you will hear from the media is, if you're over the age of 50, especially if you're over the age of 60, especially if you're over the age of 70, if you're, you know, got any of those age risk factors, you're the one that has to take the vaccine. But those are the ones that are dying after taking the vaccine. They're dying of COVID. This is not a stat about who dies from the vaccine. All I'm talking about is people in England dying of COVID itself. Almost all of them are vaccinated, and they're over the age of 50. They got vaccinated, and they're dying of COVID. Got it? There's a story for you. And at this very moment where they've approved the Pfizer vaccine, they claim, I've seen many papers that say it's not true. It's a bait-and-switch situation. It's not even the Pfizer vaccine. It's a future Pfizer vaccine that's not even been given that got approval. And this one is just an extension of the emergency use. So they're playing games with you. They're playing shell games. Three-card Monty. But the FDA issues a warning about increased risk of heart inflammation caused by the Moderna jab. Really? No crap, Sherlock. Really? Like, I didn't know that these jabs, these shots, they're not even vaccines, they're all gene therapy. I didn't know that they cause heart inflammation. If you don't know that, you're really dumb. Because it's all over the news that people have gotten major heart inflammation, especially young people, from this vaccine. And I reported this on Friday, the head of the Tokyo Medical Association, at the very moment in America. I talked to Dr. Vladimir Zelenko over the weekend. He's, in my opinion, probably the best authority in America on how you defeat COVID. He's amazing. He's had treated over 6,000 patients who had COVID with hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak. And if you happen to be allergic to sulfur and can't use hydroxychloroquine, then you replace it with ivermectin plus zinc plus Z-Pak. And he's treated like 6,200 people with COVID, and 6,197 out of 6,200 recovered fully. And the three who didn't were very old or sick with cancer or both. So the guy is amazing. He's had amazing success treating COVID. And he says they're now HCQing COVID, HCQing ivermectin. Ivermectin is the gold standard now for treating COVID. HCQing ivermectin, meaning HCQ stands for hydroxychloroquine. And they tried to destroy it and malign it and denigrate it. And they said it didn't work, and they came up with studies that prove it didn't work, even though Zelenko was treating all his patients with it and it was working. And he was saving their lives while everyone else is allowed to die. At hospitals all over this country, they let you die. They'll never give you HCQ or ivermectin. So they badmouthed HCQ to the point where no one wanted it, and most governments banned it. And he kept saving lives with it. But they kept badmouthing it. Now they've all come out and admitted they were wrong, and the studies were fraudulent, and the studies were false, and hydroxychloroquine does work. But now almost every doctor that uses it agrees ivermectin is better. It's the gold standard. And so he says they're now HCQing ivermectin, meaning the way they wiped out HCQ and made nobody want to take it is that they badmouthed it and put example after example in the media of false, misleading information against hydroxychloroquine. Now they're doing the same thing with ivermectin. I've never seen so many negative articles in my life. It's like twice as many as they did at the peak of hydroxychloroquine. It's incredible. Why do the medical authorities have a need to denigrate and destroy and slander the only things that work against COVID? Now, Wayne Root isn't a doctor or scientist, so I can't prescribe. I'm not telling you I know they work. I'm telling you I've seen them work. It's my personal testimony is all it is. And by the way, I told you that three people I love, very close to me and my family, got COVID in the last month, about a month ago, and all three took ivermectin, all three got over it quickly, one of them very quickly in a day, and now another member of my family got COVID, so it's really going around, but a member of my family in Texas got COVID, and I begged him, you got to get ivermectin, you got to get ivermectin, you got to get ivermectin, And finally, he found a doctor and had prescribed ivermectin. He was getting sicker and sicker. It had been a week. And that's the whole point of COVID. Yeah, at first, it's not that bad with some people, and then it gets worse. And then you go to the hospital, and then you die. He was starting to get really sick and starting to think he had to check himself into a hospital. And I said, nope, take ivermectin. He took ivermectin, and one day he got better. In one day, he said, I feel like a million bucks. I can't even believe the turnaround in one day. Now, while this is all happening, the backdrop is, while it's happening, that all my family gets better with ivermectin, just like studies around the world show, it makes everybody get better in India, in Mexico, in England. In lots of places, they have proof that it made people get better. I think I'm leaving a country out. There's some other country. I can't remember. Mexico and India. And I can't remember what the third. Oh, Japan. I'm sorry. Not England. Japan. The head of the Tokyo Medical Association now says it's time for all COVID patients to get ivermectin, not vaccines. This is the head of the Tokyo Medical Association. It's funny how if you have a title like that and you have a resume, everyone believes you. If you're Wayne Root, you go, oh, he's a talk show host and a sports handicapper. What does he know? I was there before the head of the Tokyo Medical Association. I've been there with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin since almost day one. I'm a guy who studies and take notes, and I took notes from an article, I believe, in the New York Times that found one study where ivermectin knocked out COVID in every person. In the New York Times! And I put a note in my cell phone, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And if you go back to the date of the note, it was last March. Last March, I knew to write down ivermectin if you ever get sick with COVID. Take ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And that was last March. They're coming around to it 18 months later. The Tokyo Medical Association, 18 months later.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to getting the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. The War Raw podcast is sponsored this segment of the show. That's my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root, now 7 days a week. With the all-important weekend Best of the Best, where I play conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most important stories for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Figure it's this show with a lot of F-words, F-bombs spiced in. Let's get to some stories that are not related to either Afghanistan or the vaccine. For a moment, I want to mention that a second DHS whistleblower, meaning Department of Homeland Security, a second DHS whistleblower, says there's a cultural war taking place within the agency. Officials are incentivized to admit as many migrants as possible. So they give you money for every illegal alien you admit to the country. Incentivized to approve visas for unqualified applicants. The whistleblower said the internal war within the DHS is between employees who believe in national sovereignty versus the globalist faction who don't believe in national borders or nation states at all. Cultural war between the conservatives and the people who going on for years, and the conservatives are now losing. The federal government encourages border officials to approve as many applicants as possible, regardless of whether they're qualified or not, to enter the United States. We're just supposed to accept the fact that the first approval is valid when they ask for an extension, and therefore we just approve it. They want us to approve as many applicants as possible. The whistleblower also claimed that border officials receive bonuses contingent on the number of applicants they process. It incentivizes approvals. If they deny 90%, there would be a far less amount of cases processed because it takes so much longer. If you approve a bunch of cases, then you're going to obtain a higher bonus because the processing numbers are higher. If you're getting a bonus because you're approving of someone coming into the USA and working, which could potentially be an American job. I think that's unforgivable, they said. This whistleblower from the DHS said. We're supposed to be there to protect national security. We're supposed to be there to protect American jobs. Adding that he expects retaliation from the federal government for being the insider talking to Project Veritas. I'm not afraid of it, he said. I'm doing the right thing. This comes just days after a separate DHS insider revealed to Project Veritas that transnational criminal cartels are exploiting loopholes in the immigration system to carry out lucrative child sex trafficking operations. What a surprise. How many times have I said that on this show? The whole border is controlled by the Mexican drug cartel. We've given up sovereignty. And they're bringing across women who are getting raped and turned into prostitutes. And they're bringing across little children who they're putting in porn movies and pimping them out. What a disgrace. Some more issues that don't relate to Afghanistan that you need to know that have been blocked out of the news. Key inflation gauge posts the fastest annual price gain in 30 years. Who didn't know that? Don't I tell you every show, buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, buy gold? You're damn right I tell you. Buy gold and silver. Because inflation is going to go through the roof. And this is the highest price gain in 30 years. It vaulted in the 12 months through July to the levels not seen in 30 years. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, the so-called Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, PCE. It rose 3.6% over the year in July, matching last month's level, which is an all-time high. The last time it saw a similar year-over-year vault was July of 91. Wow. We are in so much trouble. And that's because Biden keeps giving money away and spending money. When the government spends money, there's no money left for the people, for the banks to give out loans. And so the price of money goes up. That's how you create inflation. At the same time that's going on, 3,000-plus pediatricians and medical professionals sue the Biden administration over a transgender mandate, which, according to the suit, would require medical professionals to provide gender-related services and surgeries despite objections, medical or otherwise. Objections, even to treating children, would be considered discrimination pursuant to Biden's reinterpretation of sex to include gender identity. The American College of Pediatricians, the Catholic Medical Association, thank God for Catholics, an OBGYN doctor who specializes in caring for adolescents, filed suit in federal court to challenge a Biden administration mandate requiring doctors to perform gender transition procedures on any patient, including a child, even if the procedure violates a doctor's medical judgment or religious beliefs. Can you imagine the mental illness of liberals? At Harvard, I love picking on Harvard. Harvard's new chaplain is an atheist and is good without God. He's a Jewish atheist. Greg Epstein, 44 years old. He's the new Harvard chaplain. He doesn't identify with any traditional religion, and he's an atheist who doesn't believe in God. He's good without God. He's the author of the book, Good Without God. Wow. That's the new chaplain of Harvard. This is the brainwashed, gobbledygook, liberal nonsense taught at Ivy League schools.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.